We've just been hearing an incredible story, Dame Shirley.
We have.
And this lady is supposedly nervous, so we've got to go easy on her.
We will.
Okay.
We will.
But I think she's going to hold her own because
I'm sure she will.
I think she'll be bossing us about in the next few minutes.
We've got to be careful, Ian.
Anyway, we've got to say good morning to Lauren Gaze. That's a fabulous name. I love that name.
Gaze.
Yeah, Lauren Gaze. Mm. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
Yeah. You've got a great sexy voice as well, if you don't mind me saying so. So you're not nervous at all, are you?
Yes.
But we've just been hearing an incredible story of what you do. I mean, just outline what it is you do. 8 years ago, you...
I was diagnosed with cancer myself. I was diagnosed with a dysgerminoma tumour, which is a form of cancer in your ovaries. And through that I had to have chemotherapy and things and lost all of my hair. And once I was better, I realised that there was a massive gap, that there wasn't any help over this side of the island for people that are going through hair loss, through any type of hair loss really. And so I specialise in wig personalisation and providing people with hair again and making them feel good about themselves.
Wow, what an incredible thing to be able to do as well. So you go through all of that and then think, well, not me, I'm going to think of other people. That's a really, really lovely thing. And, you know, I wish there was more people like you in the world, because it would be a nicer place to live in, wouldn't it?
Well,
so, I mean, where do we start then? You're obviously promoting this, but let's just go back. I mean, what made you want to do it?
Wow, it was a massive, really. From obviously the first point of that I was diagnosed with the cancer, and they told me that I was going to lose my hair. Obviously, myself and all my family went into meltdown, and we didn't know what to do about the wigs and things like that. So I ordered a wig online and it arrived in this horrible plastic bag, and when we opened it, it was like a dead cat. Being a hairdresser anyway, I personalised the wig myself and just tried to make it wearable, and decided that when I was better, I wanted to help people so that they didn't have to go through what I went through, and to give something back. So Trevor Sorby was advertising for a group of hairdressers across the UK to join his My New Hair charity in helping people through hair loss, and training us to personalise wigs and things for people for when, obviously, the time came that they did lose their hair and they didn't have to feel the way I felt. And it just means that I can give something back and make people feel good about themselves again.
I mean, it's a marvellous thing, because you've got that experience, and whenever you meet somebody that's going through the same sort of situation, you know roughly how they're feeling.
Yeah.
And you know roughly what they're going to be looking for and feeling and so on. It just works, doesn't it? Whereas if you were somebody that hadn't gone through that,
yeah,
you'd just be going through the motions, wouldn't you?
I think that is the most important thing, is that I have been through it. So I do know how people feel. I know all the dark moments and the funny moments, and because there are some funny ones, you do have to laugh at times. And just to be that person that they can offload to, and to show them that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and that when you do get better, you do go back to being you again. And it's just nice that I've got a part of getting them back onto the right path of their journey through being poorly.
Do you get recommended? How does it work? Because I'm supposing if you're a lady that's just lost her hair, do you go out looking for someone like you? Or are you recommended by the hospital? How does it all work?
It's a difficult one, because it is a charity, so it's a non-profitable organisation. So the only money that we take is the cost of the wigs themselves. So because of that, because there is no profit in it, or there's no money exchanging or anything like that, it is literally through word of mouth and through doing things like this.
And
but yeah, because it is a charity.
Yeah, and you obviously, you know, the people involved, they will keep their dignity. They're not in a big room with loads of other people. They can have one-to-one.
It's a completely private clinic. So it's we're in the salon called the Hair Lounge, which is in Red House Bar. And I've got a private clinic out the back within the salon. So it's a beautiful room. It's not a clinical, or it's just somewhere that you can come and get made to feel nice again. And yeah, to feel feminine and to build up who you are again, because you do lose all of that when you're going through such a hard time. So no, it's a beautiful room, and it's just a complete one-on-one consultation, and I talk you through everything and make sure you're completely happy and understand what's happening. And it's just, yeah, it's the support with the service too.
Good for you. I mean, it sounds really, really wonderful. It really does. And how do we get hold of you? You know, if there are people out there, you know, maybe not now, but in the future, you know, even now, I mean, they needed to get hold of you. How do they do that? They do that via the website. They have to make that difficult phone call.
Yeah.
Because that's the hardest. The hardest part is actually making the contact, isn't it?
It is.
So how do they do that?
Also, people don't know what I'm like. And until you meet me, you don't know what you're going to go into, what you're going to experience. But I do try to be that smiley face waiting for you when you come in. in. Just you can give us a call at the salon. So you can make your appointment that way, or you can do it through our Facebook page at the Hair Lounge, or Trevor Sorby has actually got a My New Hair website, and if you go onto that website, it does give you people in your area that do specialise in the area that I specialise in.
Okay, would you come back in the new year and we do a whole hour on you know these kind of things and just talk about the whole thing?
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Yeah, because I reckon you could talk for Britain, and I don't. I think we've done 5 or 6 minutes. We've probably only just tipped the iceberg. But how are you? How are you at the moment?
I'm good, really good. Yeah, it's been a few years now, so I'm hopefully out the other side of it, and things are all looking positive. So I'm just trying to help everybody else get to that point that I'm at, really.
What's lovely, Dame Shirley, is this lovely lady's got a beautiful smile, and she's been through so much,
yes,
and she's come out the other side, and there's so many people out there that are so blooming miserable about everything, and they've got nothing to be miserable about, and there you are with this wonderful smile, and you're helping people, and I think you're a credit, you really
are. She's fantastic.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Mm.
And you're gorgeous too. So, just give out the details again. Website, how do we get on?
Okay, so you can give the call a salon, the salon a call on 718-584, or go to the Hair Lounge's page on Facebook, or through the Trevor Sorby My New Hair website.
Okay, there's no age limit here either, is there?
No age limit, so from little tots to, well, any age really, right up to the other end of the spectrum.
Okay.
So we cover everything, female and male as well, and it doesn't have to just be through chemotherapy. It can be through natural hair thinning, alopecia. Anybody that needs any help with any hair loss side of things, I can help.
Okay, and as you can see, I've got a fairly decent head of hair. Can you? I mean, can we donate?
So he thinks he has.
A couple of years ago, all right, my eyes have gone home a bit as well. But a couple of years ago, we had a sponsored hair shave, and this chap who had his head shaved, he grew it, and it was really, really long, and he had it trimmed off or shaved off, and it was used for what you do now.
Yeah,
it had to be taken away, taken off of his head. It had to be treated and washed, and so on and so forth. And I say he did that a couple of years ago, raised a lot of money. So can we donate hair?
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, no, if you are wanting to do that and you're happy to have sort of 10 inches or more, we can send the hair off to a charity called the Little Princess Trust. And that was created for a poorly little girl that her family started up the charity. So we all send the hair to that charity, and then they make wigs for children. So that's where I like to donate the hair to. But you can even pop it into me and I can send it off and send it away. And no, the more awareness that we can spread about it, the better.
Do you know what? I think that's the same charity that Keith did a couple of years ago, the Little Princess one. So
yes,
yeah, no, it's a worthy cause.
Because they had to plait his hair or something.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. And he had lovely hair.
Beautiful
he really
hair
did.
For a man.
That would have made someone very happy.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's the lovely thing behind it all as well. You're making someone happy.
I think it's lovely. Yeah,
okay.
Really do.
Really lovely to meet you, and
Thank you. We'll
hopefully meet you again in the new year. And who knows, we may get someone to do a sponsored head shave next year and
fantastic.
You know, raise some awareness.
If you grow your hair, Ian.
Yeah.
If you grow it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Take a long time, Shirley. Look at it.
Will.
Look at it. There ain't much up there. I know. But maybe. Maybe I'll grow it long, and maybe,
you know,
12 months' time, we'll be having that sponsored head shave.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we'll look for somebody.
We'll hold you to that. Mm.
Crikey.
I've
gone right
you.
Off you. thanks for coming in. And
thank you for having me.
No worries at all.